You know, I love new products, but I particularly love gadgets, and I embrace all of them. And there's one that I wish I'd seen the other day, but it was on demonstration. This is a robotic window cleaner. Think big, tall high-rises where people, you know, dangle out and fall off, and it's a terrible business. But robotics are taking over. There's a company that's based out of Tel Aviv that is going to start operating here. They've got the Ibex, this gravity-defying goat that climbs all over buildings. Joining us right now from Tel Aviv is the CEO of Verobotics, Ido Jedasari. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. So, how are you doing today?
I'm well, but I'm really intrigued by this. So tell me how it works. In my mind's eye, I think of a Roomba, you know, that'll go around and sort of map out my house and go around and clean it. Is this the idea, but for buildings?
Yeah, exactly. I always like to say that it's Imagine Eye robot, but vertically. You just climb the building, does cleaning, but we're not just doing cleaning. We're also inspecting the building. So while we're there, we're collecting data. And the goal is to create some kind of a visual map for the building owner. So, you know, he doesn't need to wait for something to happen with the exterior, but we notify it to him.
So does this stay on the building all the time, or is this a rental? You come by and clean windows when they need to be cleaned.
So it's very similar to the traditional window cleaning today, right? Today we have a team of window cleaners that go around, they finish this project, they're going to another project, and so on and so on. So it's the same principle with our robots. They finish one project and they will move along to the other projects.
So how does it attach to the building? Does it the same way a scaffolding does, or conventional window cleaners for the top?
Great question. The things that led us to establish the company was really to build something that would be agnostic, kind of a plug and play solution, right? And this is why also the installation or for the system, it takes like something like 30 minutes. It's a very easy and straightforward installation, and we're plugged into the infrastructure on the building, and we are utilizing the same methodologies of rope access, actually. We are not using the crane or the gondola on the roof or the BMU or any infrastructure like that. Our goal is to be a very light and scalable solution.
You know, window cleaners can't operate during, you know, high winds. There are all sorts of variables that you know, that come into, and you know, they typically can't operate at night because you can't see what you're doing. Does this, you know, get around that?
Yeah. So when a person does a window cleaning, it's up to 6 miles per hour, something like that. Today we are on the same metrics, right? We don't need to beat it. It's enough to be in this space, but we can support more to that. To be honest, last week in Dallas, we were actually like something like 22 miles per hour, and the system demonstrated still walking under this wind. But, you know, we're walking on a very risky environment, walking on heights and robotics, and there is a lot of unknown. So we try to be as safe as possible. And being in this metric of 16 miles per hour is an area that we feel okay about walking on night. Definitely not now, but part of the vision of the company is for the system to work 24/7. I so imagine that instead of a traditional window cleaning to take a 50-story building will take them probably 2 months, it will be 4 days.
Wow. And again, being able to work at night and also not scare the daylights out of me when I'm working in my office and suddenly somebody comes banging up against the window that I'm not.
But you had to have a nice robot than someone who's just kind of creeping you outside the window.
Yeah, exactly. So, I was surprised to see that there are consumer products. I went on Amazon and some other things, and there are some people that sell things for your home. I didn't see anybody doing this commercially, though. Is this other? Do you have competitors?
Yeah, so I know the home appliance very well. To be honest, when we started my company, we just bought all of them to see, okay, maybe there is a solution that can scale to a commercial product. But to be honest, it's there is a reason why you can just put it in your home window and not something that you can scale.
Right.
In our field, there is a few competitors. But to be honest, I think why we are so different is the story behind Verobotics. We started 3.5 years ago, and my background is construction and real estate. My family is the biggest facade construction company in Israel, and I led the innovation there in business development. And my responsibility was to bring innovation, right? And we have also a company that does exterior services. And I couldn't understand how is it that still today, in the last 70, 80 years ago, still people going outside doing this job, risking their life, doing it not in a very efficient way. And it's very expensive and there is zero efficiency and data around that. Right. So what I did was, at the beginning, was I wanted to bring a robotic solution to Israel, right? My idea was, okay, there's probably some kind of robots out there in the world. Let's find the best solution and bring them back to Israel. And in the process that I did, we encountered a lot of robots, but all of them were very clunky and heavy and difficult to scale and difficult to maintain and expensive and very much mechanical solution. And I said, okay, they're not solving any problem. And I said, okay, if one will build a robot system that will be a lightweight solution system, a scalable solution, easy to scale, easy to deploy, cost-effective and smart solution, there might be a win here. And after understanding the landscape and understanding which kind of solution can work, I left the family business and established the robotics.
How long did it take? I mean, if you're building from ground zero, it's a lot longer journey, I would think.
Yeah. So again, it's not ready yet. Obviously, like building a product, it's a process. You don't finish. It's a never ending story, right? It's like a Tesla. Yeah. It's like iPhone. It's like any other product. You keep getting new and new version, and you keep getting new and new improvement for the product itself. I would say that manifesting the idea or researching the idea started probably 4 years ago. And officially, we launched the company in June 2021. We've published the first, we launched the first commercial version a few months ago. And every few months, there is like a new improvements that we're doing to the platform.
So you can do a software update and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so
you
know, software, it's easy. Software is every day, right? But
yeah,
you know, hardware is hard for a reason because it's things taking a bit more time and the development cycle are longer. But it's part of life, of building a robotic system.
So I saw an interview, or maybe I read an interview with you, and you were quoted as saying, if it's dangerous, if it's expensive or boring, automate it. So it sounds...
And dirty.
I'm sorry?
And dirty.
And dirty. But it sounds to me like you've got plans beyond cleaning the windows of office buildings.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, we don't call it window cleaning. We call it exterior services, right? Because when you look at a building is like an organism, right? You have the inside, you have the tenants, you have HVAC system, elevators, fire control, so many things going on inside the building. And then you have the exterior of the building. And the exterior act as the skin of the building, right? It's always out there, always exposed to weather, but who knows what's going on with the skin of the building? Therefore, the way we see it is a platform for exterior management.
And to isolate problems before they end. So the rollout was here in North Texas in Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And are you in other areas now?
Yeah, so the HQ is in Tel Aviv. This is where the R&D is. Actually, we're an American company. So the Israeli company is a subsidiary. We have operation also going on in Hong Kong. There is a big project going in right now in Hong Kong, which we have a really good results there. And the pictures from the project, it's science fiction, right? I mean, the picture of the robots crawling the building, it's really amazing to see it. And Dallas, as you mentioned, we launched last week. We see Texas as a really good place to start and building a new business, especially an innovative and disruptive business. And I think that we had a very good welcome coming in, right? We had like more than 70 people attending the demos last week. We already, because of the demand and that people couldn't attend last week, we have already like a few events next week. So if you want to come by again, you are welcome to see it live. And the goal is to start in Dallas and to expand to other places.
I may well do it. So can you sit in Tel Aviv and watch your robot cleaning windows in Dallas, I assume?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Kind of boring, but after a while, I would think it would be boring, but maybe not if it's by invention. Look, I think it's a great idea. It's long, and your point's well taken. It is long overdue. And if it can, you know, eliminate dangerous and boring and expensive and dirty jobs, then all the all the more power to it. Ido Genesar is the co-founder and CEO of Verobotics. Good to have you with us, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, and I hope to see you again last week. Ping me if you want to come and see it working
live. I look forward to it. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.